Real Life Korean, thank God. It's Friday. It's finally here. And so is Sun Kyung-hwa, our teacher, from TalkToMeInKorean.com. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
So what you got for us?
Today, let me introduce the Korean expression, 오지랖.
오지랖?
Yes, 오지랖. Okay. 오지랖 refers to the front part of outer clothing, but it's hardly used as a literal meaning in everyday conversations.
Mm.
If you say 오지랖이 넓다, it becomes an idiomatic expression that means to be nosy.
Oh, to be nosy. So you're literally saying the front part of that person's clothing is high? 넓다?
Wide.
Oh, wide. Excuse me. That's right. So in other words, they're sort of taking up a lot of space. I'm just trying to contextualize it in my mind. They're poking their way into your business and taking up a lot of space in your kind of private space.
Exactly.
Alrighty.
So the word 오지랖 by itself is also often used to refer to the action of being nosy.
Hmm.
And in sentences, you can say it like, 너는 너무 오지랖이 넓어. It means you are too nosy. Or if you want to use it in verb form, you can add the verb 부리다 and say 오지랖을 부리다, which means to stick one's nose into others' business.
Okay.
If you say 오지랖 좀 부리지 마, it means don't stick your nose into my business or his business.
Okay, it's funny to hear you say that. Don't stick your nose into my business. 부리다, what does that usually mean?
부리다 here means to continuously show a certain behavior or character.
Uh-huh.
So 오지랖을 부리다 is kind of like to show one's 오지랖. So don't show your 오지랖.
Okay.
오지랖 좀 부리지 마 or 부리지 마세요. Recently, people added the English suffix er to the word 오지랖 and made the new word 오지랖을.
오지랖을 or 오지랖어.
오지랖어.
So I can call somebody an 오지랖아.
Yes, it refers to people who are very nosy.
그 사람은 오지랖아다.
Yeah, 오지랖아요. 완전 오지랖아요.
Uh-huh.
And especially when someone tries to teach you or points out your faults, we call them 오지랖아. And apparently, if you have children, many 오지랖아들 appear around you all of a sudden and try to tell you how you should raise your children.
Everybody's an expert when it comes to children and a few other topics.
Yes. For example, if you take your baby outside and your baby is wearing light clothes, they will tell you the baby won't be warm enough. And if your baby is dressed too heavily, they will tell you it's too much.
At which point you whip out your 오지랖 좀 부리지마.
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 Yes.
Don't be so nosy. I know how to raise my kid.
But you shouldn't say it to them directly because it can sound rude.
Tell people. Yeah, so this is on the rudeness scale. When you're talking about 오지랖 or 오지랖아, that's a little bit rude, right?
I mean,
you're using a derogatory phrase. It's not something you should just sling around casually.
That's right.
I think there are a fair number of 오지랖아s in Korea. We were just talking earlier this week about the messages that ajumas send into the radio. Sort of ajumma culture is a little bit 오지랖, right?
Oh, yes.
Everybody kind of surveils each other and
makes judgments
and recommendations. It's kind of this it takes a village kind of culture, isn't it? Very interesting stuff. Now you know how to be nosy, to avoid being nosy, and to tell people to stop being nosy. Don't be an 오지랖아. We got one more weekend edition, and then I'll see you Monday, Kyung-hwa.
See you tomorrow.